Hello?
Ella?
Just a moment, please.
Yes?
Senator Russell, 9-2.
Yeah?
Here's what they're hoping they can get agreed upon. And I think it's all right, but I just didn't want to wrap it up and get tired without if there's some sleeper in it I couldn't see. The governments of Panama and the United States have accepted the invitation made to them by the Peace Committee with a view to reestablishing diplomatic relations between the two countries as soon as possible and to seek prompt elimination that causes tension between the countries. The parties have agreed between themselves that 15 days after having reestablished the above-mentioned relations, they'll appoint special ambassadors with sufficient powers to negotiate, in other words, to discuss a good faith attempt to resolve all the problems without any limitations whatsoever that affect the relations between the countries. The parties agree that they basically will take into account the fact that when two free countries are bound by contractual obligations or by provisions of treaties which are not fully satisfactory to either of the parties, arrangements should be made to allow the authorized representatives of both nations to discuss the points of disagreement for the purpose of solving the differences. The parties likewise agree that the purpose of the meetings of the special ambassadors with sufficient powers to which reference has been made shall be that of achieving good faith, without delay, concrete solutions to the problems dividing the countries. That each of the governments shall be absolutely free to present for discussion any matter and take any position they deem necessary. All agreements reached will be promptly implemented in accordance with the constitutional processes of each government.
Well, that sounds all right, Mr. President, but the State Department will use that as a basis to gradually renegotiate that treaty away.
State Department, the toughest guy in it now is Tom Mann. When I wanted to put treaties in my statement the other day that I read to you, when I just said that we will do whatever we need between them, and it may require an implementation, which everybody knows we changed them twice, and we may implement it again. He just raised uncharted hell. And he's the strongest guy over there.
Just as right as he could be.
Well, you.
The times are absolutely running with you, or you.
We know that.
Sit tight for a couple more weeks, and they're coming there with a hat and a hand on the knees.
They're already doing a good deal of that. We've cut off everything down there, and we're doing it. But I don't want to just. I won't settle it. And I think I've made a good deal of headway on it. Because of the position I've taken.
I hope you don't secede the. A lot of the territory down there.
Well, now, that's another question. That we'll get to when they get in it. I'm going to have Mann do the negotiating with us and Cy Vance. You get back here making these Johnson speeches. I appreciate that speech. You got nice play on it this morning. You took care of yourself all right. You're against these crazy men that are running civil rights. But
yeah. You're
going to do what's right and what's fair and what's honorable you're going to do.
Well, I'm going to try to.
Well, you're going to do it. I mean, that's what you said in your speech, that you was going to be for me when I was right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, well, okay.
I played you a high compliment in that.
Well, I didn't see that.
I said you're a great man.
Well, that's good. Well, anyway.
The paper didn't care that part?
No, didn't say he's a great man. Just said this is Johnson's strategy.
He's one of the best qualified men ever coming to the presidency.
Well.
I don't know why they didn't care that.
Well.
Republican paper.
They must be. But anyway, I don't care. I know. You're the best qualified I know. There's not anything I give here, but I didn't want you to read about it without knowing it. And I don't know that it'll come through at all, because...
Well, I see you got that way to negotiate in there. And that is what the breach was over before, wasn't it?
No, it was over before that we agreed to negotiate a new treaty.
I thought it was the difference between discuss and negotiate.
One was discuss the problems, and the other is negotiate a treaty. I didn't want to agree before I sat down to negotiate a new treaty. I agreed to sit down and talk and discuss any problem. But discussing a problem and negotiating a treaty is a different thing. The implication is that the old one has got to be thrown out. And all I say here is that I'm willing to negotiate, in other words, to discuss.
Yeah.
A good faith attempt to resolve the problem. I don't mind negotiating on the problems. That's what I'm anxious to do.
Yeah.
But I'm not willing to agree to negotiate a treaty in advance.
Yeah, well, I understood that. But
I'm
but
not going to
be right in the middle of it before you're through.
Well, of course,
it's all right.
Of course, I know I'm going to be in the middle of it. I know.
I just get tired of I was feeling like having a guilt complex about every damn thing on earth. We've done more Panama than anybody else. They were the most primitive people in all Latin America. We built the canal, now they got the highest per capita income.
Well, we got to discuss it, though, and that's all this does, Dave.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Okay, goodbye. Where are you?
I'm in Atlanta. That's what I'll read you what this down the journal said.
Uh-huh.
Johnson is a man of unusual capability with an immense capacity for leadership. He has the potential to become one of the greatest presidents this country has ever had.
Well, that's wonderful.
He has a fine understanding of the workings of government.
Well, that's wonderful.
And an appreciation of the delicate checks and balances that is the genius of the American constitutional system.
That couldn't be better. Lee, what I want to do, and I don't know how you can work it, but if you can contribute anything to it, they're going to be moving Lady Bird over the country. And I can't have her at a segregated meeting, but if you ever have any integrated where they can have just one little partially colored girl in any meeting or in any auditorium or any outside meeting in Atlanta or in Georgia, anywhere, you tell that niece of yours that Georgia is a place that she'd rather go than any place in the Union.
Well, I think it's...
And I just don't want to make a big...
That's not close enough down here to know just which
well,
is which.
When you
she mentioned it to me, and I, about coming down here, and I thought immediately about the Georgia Press Association, which is one of probably the most powerful organization in the state. It's all their weekly papers. They have something over at the University of Georgia at every year.
Why don't you tell that little niece of yours, Bobby's sister, that's married to that governor, to keep her eye out for anything that would be real nice that wouldn't get her criticized and let her sponsor her.
I'll do it.
Because she likes her, and she's going to be going places. And
living in the country now. Better living over Livonia, but she...
No making difference. She knows that state. She knows that state pretty well.
She does. She knows it pretty well.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Ready?